I'm laying in bed right now, and I've been touching myself for a little bit. And I've been thinking about how much I want you and what I would do if you were here. Since you're not, I figured I would just tell you. I would start by straddling you and grinding my hips on yours, kissing your neck and then your shoulder, letting my hair tickle you as it slides down your body. I'd kiss your chest and your stomach and my nipples. God, my nipples are so hard right now. My nipples caressing your skin as they move down. I'd only stop for a moment just to breathe you in. Kissing around your waist. Moving closer and closer to that spot. To the tip of your cock. I'd slowly and gently, so gently, run my lips across the tip, letting it meet with my tongue, circling, tasting. So horny right now. The thought of you is making me so fucking hot. And I'd let you feel the heat from my mouth, just before I take you in. Sucking on the tip, licking and sucking, feeling you thrust your hips in anticipation. I want to hear how much you want this. Tell me how much you want this. And then I'd take you in. I'd take you in my mouth deep. Deep until you could feel the back of my throat. In and out. Slow. Achingly slow at first. Then I'd take my hand, I'd hold you tight, my mouth closing around you as my hand works you up and down, watching you writhe with pleasure faster and tighter, my moans traveling through your body. To come for me, baby. I want you to come in my mouth so I can feel you throbbing. Come on. Come in my mouth. I want to see the expression of ecstasy when you can't stand it any longer. Come for me. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait for it. I need it. I need to taste you. I want to taste you. That's it, baby. That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That's what I would do. That's what I would do if you were here. But you're not. So until next time, I'll be thinking about you.